Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast.
Our name is Las Brujas and Company.
My name is Crystal.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is our first episode.
Mm-hmm. Let us tell you a little bit about ourselves. Our podcast is going to be based off of stories that we had heard growing up and, of course, stories of others growing up.
Scary stories.
Mm-hmm. Mythical creatures.
Happy, fun stories.
Mm-hmm. Not your regular, bedtime stories. These were ones where you grew up and learned if you didn't listen, these monsters would come after you.
Yeah, like, what are some ones? Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm.
La Llorona.
Mm-hmm. The Duendes.
Duendes. Those little elves. Are mm-hmm. they elves? No, they're called
they're
gnomes.
Like, mm-hmm.
The gnomes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this podcast is going to be us talking about all things scary. We're going to talk about haunted stories. We're going to talk about folk tales, some crime stories, some conspiracy theories, because I think that all falls under this umbrella. But yeah, that's what our podcast is going to be. It's going to be a bunch of scary stuff.
Yep.
And hopefully we don't scare ourselves.
We usually like to get scared when we do our research and figuring out, you know, what's the real reason or what was the stem of the story. Usually it was our grandparents or the elders just telling us what they knew or what they heard growing up as children.
Mm-hmm. So disclaimer, we're not professionals in this field.
Yeah.
We are enthusiasts.
Yeah, fans.
We are going to mostly go off of stories we know from people we know in our family or friends and all that stuff. We will check the web to cross-check our stories.
To see if they correlate in any way.
See if there's a reason why this story was made and all that stuff. Maybe we'll go to a library and check out a book. I don't know. We will have people come onto this podcast because my dad, so we're both half Mexican.
We're all related.
Yeah, we are related. So we have a lot of Mexican stories, and my dad is Mexican, and he has some crazy, scary stories that he told me when I was a child, and I do want him to come on and tell some stories. He's a very good storyteller.
And I have a few friends that have told me growing up in different countries about things that they were told from others if they didn't behave, one, to their parents or to their older siblings, and of course, just to scare you as a child. It's going to be more of just, I would say, folklore.
Yeah.
It's going to be more of that. This is way beyond the time when we didn't have technology to cross-reference or check. Mm-hmm. You just had a tía or a tío or a cousin to validate what was there.
That's true. When I went to Mexico, it would be like, my dad told me this story, then my cousin would confirm mm-hmm. the story, then my aunt would be like, oh,
so
yeah, that really happened.
So you had to believe them, yes.
We wanted to start this podcast because we like things like this. Obviously, mm-hmm. we said we're fans. We're gullible, but we're also skeptical. That's why we cross-check things. We always want to make sure, is this really real?
And sometimes at night when we do research and look, we are scaring each other while crossing paths, either turning on the lights or turning it off.
We're Spanish. Yes. We all live together.
Yes.
There's always somebody in the hallways at all hours of the day. Mm-hmm. So we're always bumping into each other, scaring each other, thinking each other's a ghost. Or, you know, mm-hmm. something scary.
Whether it be an animal or one of our kids walking down the hallway. Well, thank you very much for listening to our first episode. You are now cordially invited to Las Brujas and Company.
Bye.